And they never did try. Now, once in a while, you run across somebody. But Florida, I think, has taken it over a little bit, but it never has come back into its own. Oh, what's that?
Other than that satsuma, is there much fruit grown around here?
Well, we have them, not to any extent. We have the pear. It's just what they call a sand pear. And it's really mostly used for preserves. And we have peaches. Well, of course, in Alabama, they have peaches, and they have a few apple trees. Apples are mainly up through the Carolinas. But, and pears, and scuppernongs. You ever hear of them?
Yes, ma'am.
I guess you did. It came from a toy. we have scuppernongs, too. And muscadines, you ever hear them called muscadines?
Is that the same thing? I see. Is that something like, is a scuppernong something like a grape?
It is, but it's a very thick skin. And it's very little meat in it, because it's got about three big seeds. And by the time you get the seeds out of it and get the skin from around it, you have very little meat in it,
yeah.
Very little. You have to have a pound of them to give you a good mouthful.
You mentioned peaches. What do people around here call that hard inside part of a peach? That would be the, you know, the thing that you don't eat right in the
middle. That's a stone.
The stone?
Mm-hmm.
I see.
Seed. S-W-E-D-C. That's what they call it.
You know, in some places they grow these peaches and the meat is very tight against the seed.
That's clingstone.
Clingstone. And the other type, where it's?
That's peaches. I don't know so much about peaches. I'm not crazy about them, so.
Yes, ma'am.
There's freestone peaches and clingstone peaches. Now, freestones are where they come right away from the stone in the middle.
I see. And that part of the apple that you don't eat, you call
core.
It? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of people around here slicing up apples or peaches and letting the parts dry?
Mm-hmm. If you want to have a real good fruit cake and keep it moist, take an apple and cut it in half and put it in the can with the fruit cake, and it will keep it moist from drying up, if you're not going to use it right away.
Yes, ma'am. Around here, have you ever heard people call those dried fruit parts snits?
No, I haven't.
Haven't heard that. Mm-hmm. Talking about fruit, do you remember that kind of tree that Washington was supposed to have chopped down?
Cherry.
Right. And
we don't have those.
Don't have those.
Mm-mm.
I see. What about the hard inside part of a cherry? What would that be called?
See, that would be the same thing. Uh-huh.
I see.
How about figs?
Okay. Do they have seeds?
No.
No seeds?
You just tear the stem off and peel them.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's easy to do. You can just hold it in your hand and pull it off. Now, I have four beautiful fig trees in my backyard, but of course, they haven't been taken care of.